Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Number three, Adam Jones, Christian Arcan, Night Show Takeover. No Fred, no Rich, no Wallach. They will be out all week. One more day of us. You're almost done, Boston. You're almost done. 617-779.
It'll all be over soon.
0985. I feel like it's Robin Williams talking to Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault, Boston. it's not your fault. Yeah, you're stuck.
Don't play with me, man. Don't mess with me, okay?
Not you! Not you, Sean! It's not your fault, Boston. It's not your fault. 617-779-0985. We'll talk to Matt Chatham. He will be on the broadcast tonight alongside Dan Roach. Preseason game number one. It's game day, Boston. We will talk to him about 15 minutes from now. Plus, we can maybe get back to your lowly, lowly Boston Red Sox. And exactly what is John Henry up to with Dave Dombrowski? I have a thought on that. We can get to it later on this hour. In the meantime, it's, let's get to our non-quarterback edition of what you're watching in the game tonight. What do you have your eyes on? Your peepers peeled for, as it were.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
You know, like when you're locked onto the screen, what can't you take your eyes off of? What do you want to see in this game tonight? Because we've covered Jared Stidham, right? Everybody wants to see the young quarterback, and it's good to know that this year's young quarterback isn't Danny Etling, which sucks. Like, that sucks. Like, last year for the preseason, you're trying to get excited for preseason football, and you're like, what's worth getting excited about? What's worth getting excited over? It's typically a young quarterback. Danny Etling does not apply. Jared Stidham is on the cusp of applying. If he plays well tonight, then you're really going to get a lot of buzz and a lot of traction around Jared Stidham. Garoppolo was great for business. Even Brissett was good for business. Stidham has the potential to be that. Danny Etling? No. Sorry, Danny Etling does not. So thank God there's at least an interesting young quarterback on the roster. That's the obvious one that you'll be watching for in the game tonight against the Detroit Lions. Yep. Yeah, use those eyes. Use those eyes to watch the quarterback. Non-quarterback edition, though, Arcan. What are you paying attention to?
Well, I think you have to be paying very close attention to the wide receiver and tight end positions because there's nothing there. I mean, that's an important thing. You have to take any good wide receiver performance seriously in the preseason, and tight end as well. Both positions are basically up for grabs, right? I mean, outside of Julian Edelman, you're talking about N'Keal Harry, Jacoby Myers, these other guys they picked up. Like, there's really, it's a free-for-all. And at tight end, same thing. And for me, I'm president of the Damian Harris fan club, so I'm expecting him to have a big preseason at the running back position. But really, to me, I anything that happens, anything you get from your wide receivers and your tight ends, you have to take seriously. Those guys could make the team. Doesn't matter what time of the game they're playing or anything. You have to really look at that and think, okay, this could be a Tom Brady target at some point this year.
McCone?
Yeah, for me, it feels a lot like 2013, where you don't really know what you have at the wide receiver position, so I'm going to be watching Jacoby Myers. Braxton Berrios is a guy that I really want to see. And then do they have anything at all? This Danny Etling, switching to wide receiver, is that going to be anything? I don't think it's going to be, but we'll see tonight as well.
I mean, You're right. I actually agree with the tweet we just got. At AdamJones985, at Christian Arcan. Ryan tweets, and Jones, speak for yourself. I can't wait to see how hilarious Etling at wide receiver and that experiment fails.
I just want
to
see it. Yeah.
Like, that's a good... No, you know what? If we're talking about things we want to see, that's a peeper's field.
Yeah.
That qualifies.
Sure.
You want to see Danny Etling and how miserable the experiment fails. Like, that counts. That counts. Yeah. Hit me with it, Tracy. That counts. Peel them peepers. Here's another one. I haven't used this one enough. What do you got your Gams gazed for?
Oh, ooh. Gams gazed, yes.
Yeah, make sure that's another thing that we can utilize.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Yeah, where did you get those peepers, and what do you have them on tonight, huh? What exactly do you have those peepers peeled for? 617-779-0985. I'm with you, Arcan, on the receiver position, mm-hmm. and I guess you technically, McCone, with Etling. I want to see the wide receiver position. I'm annoyed that N'Keal Harry won't be out there. Well, it sounds like. I guess nothing definitive has been said yet, but he was kind of sort of taking part in some of the walkthrough stuff yesterday, right? Like, what was the exact thing? He was, like, not doing everything at the walkthrough yesterday when it's a walkthrough. That's not a great sign. The day before, he tweaked his hamstring after making, like, this great highlight reel catch, and then... Well, he was back out there. He's only blocking. He wasn't running routes, and he wasn't taking part in the running after practice. So I can't imagine they're going to push him. I don't think they should push him, by the way, but I'm annoyed that I don't get to see him tonight. Have you been? You're down there at training camp, right, McCone?
Yeah, get down there a fair amount.
All day. All day, every day.
All day.
Got my jorts on.
Watching training camp all day. What? Well, how's he look down there?
I mean, he's huge. He's a big presence in terms of him like actually like producing. It seems like him and Jacoby Myers are kind of the two that stand out on a consistent basis. So those are the two that I really think if you're Brady, those are probably the guys that you would feel the most confident outside of Julian Edelman moving forward with.
I want to see Myers and Berrios. I want to see both of them for different reasons. I think they're and Phil Perry has wrote about this. I kind of think they're battling for the same spot. You know, unless someone else is getting stuck on IR or you know, unless Edelman doesn't start the year on time or something like that, or Harry doesn't start the year on time or something like that, I think they're battling for the same spot because I think they both play a similar position. Myers can move outside, I'm sure, certainly more than Berrios can. But I think he's a big slot, which is what Maurice Harris is. Like, yeah. The Patriots want versatility, but I think those are going to be slot receivers. Edelman moves around the formation a lot more than people give him credit for. People always call him a slot receiver. Edelman moves around a ton. I think N'Keal Harry can and did move around the formation. He did that in college at Arizona State. Doesn't sound like the Patriots are doing that a lot with him now. I want to see how those two look tonight. And there's a lot of buzz around Jacoby Myers. And I have, and this is no disrespect to Jacoby Myers, I've said I think that's a bad story for the Patriots because when the undrafted kid is standing out more in the first round pick, that's not a great development. But if he can play, that's obviously a good thing for the Patriots. I'd just like to know that their first round pick can play too.
Well, the Kimbrell Tompkins, Aaron Dobson thing, right? Where Tompkins stands out. He isn't actually a good wide receiver. He's just the best option that you had
at the
time.
And you made that point before, Arcan.
That was not a good thing for the Patriots. Right?
The fact that Kimbrell Tompkins looked as good as Aaron Dobson, look back on that, Patriots fans. Is that good or bad? That was a bad thing. That was a bad thing. And I got to be honest, I have one more. And you mentioned being president of the Damian Harris fan club. I'm rooting a little bit against Damian Harris. Rooting against Damian Harris.
Why?
Because I'm a Sony Michel guy. What do you
mean?
Okay,
but I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take away from Sony Michel if Damian Harris has a big
preseason.
Yeah,
but I don't want it to get too close.
All right.
I don't want that to cut too close to the bone.
Brandon Bolden back in the fold.
I'd like a nice Damian Harris fumble tonight. If we're being honest, that's what I would like. Nice fumble out of Damian Harris.
Yeah.
That's something else
There's also one other big position.
Well,
now.
I have my eyes on. Damian Harris fumbles.
He won't do that.
He has no ball security. What were you going to say?
The punting controversy.
You're not. I will not. My peepers will be peeled. As someone who hates the self-proclaimed preseason hater, now you're telling me you have your eyes on the punter? What do you got your eyes on next? The gunner competition? No. I will not.
Break it up.
I will not. Yeah, I will not allow.
Clock of the hang time.
Save that for Greg Bedard behind a paywall. I will not allow hang time punter. That one I will not allow. No. You don't even like the preseason? Now you're watching preseason. Now you're talking up the preseason punting competition?
I don't like preseason because there often is not a punting controversy for me to pay attention to, and now there is.
No, I'm not allowing
it. For me to keep my eyes on.
I'm not allowing it. You can't tell me. You can't tell me for the last year plus you hate the preseason, and now you're like, but I am interested in the punters. That's not. No. No.
Where'd you get those punters?
Unpeel. Unpeel. I will not allow the peepers to be peeled for that. Ungaze those gams.
You don't control my peepers.
Yeah,
and
no,
what
I do. I do.
No,
when you
don't.
Say, yeah, when you're lucky you're even allowed in. You don't like the preseason. You're lucky I'm letting you keep them peeled for anything. Punters. Gunner talk next. That's what we'll do. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to the Red Sox coming up in a little bit. What do you have your eyes on tonight? We all want to know.
My peepers, my choice.
617-779-0985. What's Matt Chatham got those peepers peeled for? We'll find out. Find out next.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Dutcher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take.
The take train?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jones, Christian Arcan in for Fred and Rich. It's a night show takeover. It's been going on all week as we've been letting everyone know. You're almost through it, Boston. It's just grit your teeth. Only a few more days here. I think the guys are back on Monday. I know we're not back on Monday.
That's true.
I don't quite know who's back. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of what you want to see in tonight's game, non-quarterback edition. We've been through Stidham, though we'll still take your thoughts on the quarterback position as well. I have a lingering thought on John Henry and exactly what he's up to, because it feels awfully weaselly. The more I think about it, firing Dave Dombrowski, awfully weaselly from John Henry, especially given the fact that
we're in the sun here.
He's made a lot of calls on this roster, and now he's just blaming someone else for it. But on the call tonight for the Patriots preseason opener, Pats and Lions in Detroit, alongside Dan Roach, Matt Chatham from The Athletic, and here on the Sports Hub, he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. And, well, Matt, before we find out what you have your peepers peeled for, what you got your eyes on in this game tonight, I do want to rewind to Tom Brady and the last week plus. Well, the man said to go talk to Mr. Kraft. He said it is what it is when it comes to his contract. Now his house is on the market. I don't know if you're one to make a big deal out of that or not, but I'm curious your thoughts on the significance of those developments over the last week plus.
Well, guys, I think it's one of those situations where it's the difference between a transcript and seeing it live. And I certainly probably would have felt a little different if I had just read it. But when you're standing there and he's giggling as he's saying it, and he's so relaxed and he's plowing through, making jokes, that, you know, fit around each of those quotes, you really don't make much of it. I think I've said this on Bob Socia and I were talking about this yesterday, kind of walking through sort of, you know, there's a uncertainty here because of the way the contract's now negotiated. But the way this thing is structured, I would certainly feel differently, I believe, if I were in another market and it wasn't Mr. Kraft and it wasn't Bill and it wasn't Tom. If you could just take a 20-year quarterback that is, you know, as accomplished as Tom is and put him in another less stable situation with the other two people, I think the way it's structured could bring about some reasonable uncertainty, I guess. But this to me just feels rubber stampy. I know we'll talk about it next March, but I got a sense it'll be a few days of talk. Something will get done. But they may be living year to year, and that's kind of something they both agreed to. But that just is the way things are when you're this age.
Assuming there were negotiations, Matt, do you think, like, how did it get to this point with Tom Brady now acquiescing to a year to year situation when you know going into it that's not what he wanted?
Well, I mean, I'm a little tepid on the idea of acquiesce because there also is a raise here, and that's something they didn't have to do. So I think there's sort of two sides of the coin. They could have gone with the old method, which they've done several times, where you extend and sort of a prorate, right? You throw some upfront money now, extend the whole thing out over the life of the few years that you roll with. I think this is the first time where they've sort of hit that wall where, well, you know, how far can we extend out? We can't be eating those kind of cap dollars a couple years from now if something were to happen. Kind of get that from the management side. But from the player side, okay, well, then if we're not going to do that, well, then this year's got to jump significantly. And to just straight up give a guy $8 million of cash, non-incentivized, that doesn't happen in the NFL. So that's good on Tom's side of the ledger. So I think it's give and take, and that's kind of how things are now. I think the one thing I would note that I haven't heard talked about much, but in the event that a player gets injured in the NFL and say it ended all, and that's the concern you would have by not having future years or future guarantees or things like that. If it's a career ender, you're getting that year and you're also getting, you know, toiled another year. So there's a way to be protected in the NFL. If you end up with this calamitous kind of situation, the ACL goes out by any player and it wasn't the last year of a deal, that ends the career. You don't walk away with just that last year's cash. I think people often forget that part. It doesn't have to be written out in front of them. So there's protections there. It's just not it's that little bit of talk uncertainty we'll have next spring.
And look, I mean, Brady, come on, career-ending injury. The guy's pliable. The guy drinks a lot of water. Please, career-ending injury. I'm curious on, in your experience, professional athlete, not just putting a house on the market, but when an athlete is looking in another market, not just at real estate, but looking at schools for their kids. I mean, does that tell you anything different other than just an athlete randomly putting their house on the market, which I'm sure happens quite frequently? What about looking at schools for their kids elsewhere, like not here in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a rare situation. I mean, how many other guys have been in the league this long either, and how many other people have to make those considerations with grown children? That's usually not what you're dealing with an NFL player. So it's unique, but he's had a place in New York for a long, long time. This isn't news, so whatever.
it's news in the sense that he does have a place there, and he's lived in New York and had that play, but he's put his place in Massachusetts up for sale. So that, and looking at schools for his kid, doesn't that seem like a little bit more than just, you know, the purchases and sales of real estate for wealthy people? Like, isn't there a little bit more to it than that?
Maybe. I've never sold a $40 million home. You don't do them on Zillow in the afternoon. I mean, this isn't something that maybe he wants it sold by a year from now. And maybe he has tangible plans to buy something closer to Foxborough without these next 3 years he plans to do there. I mean, there's a billion scenarios this could be, so reading tea leaves to me is kind of pointless.
Are you going to put a bid in?
For one little room.
Okay, good. We can parcel that thing
up. There's that guest house, right?
Yeah, yeah. Make a nice Airbnb, I'm sure. He is Matt Chatham on the call tonight. Patriots and Lions preseason game number one alongside Dan Roach. You can check out his latest on The Athletic right now. It's something I want to get to about the age of the Patriots, their roster, and something we were talking about a little earlier, the lack of youth, or at least proven youth, on this roster. The main thing, Matt, and I know a lot of us gravitate to the quarterbacks, Tom Brady at the top of that list, but for this game tonight, wouldn't expect to see Brady. Should be a fair amount of Jared Stidham, we would think, after Brian Hoyer begins the game. Is that where you're mainly focused tonight, or are you focused elsewhere?
I think there's a bunch of stories, guys, that are pretty interesting here because of, you can start with the quarterback. You know, if you want to talk about age, you know, they've and that is kind of what I was touching on there in the Athletic today. I mean, this is a team that was successful to the ultimate extent. I mean, they won a Super Bowl with one of the older rosters on an average of age. And I know the mean isn't terribly helpful and stuff like this because it kind of discolors the fact that there's actually a lot of young guys in very important contributing positions. But yeah, obviously, when your quarterback's 21 years old, that pulls the age up. You have an older kicker, pulls the age up, things like that. But you go in with the quarterback situation, and you have an opportunity here for a pretty cool competition. I mean, Brian Hoyer knows the offense like the back of his hand. He doesn't often get to work with the first group of guys, and that's always a challenge when you're the backup. You know, the job you would do in the event of something happening would be with the frontline guys. But in these preseason games, you have to go out and manage a group of the second round or the second wave of people, which probably wouldn't be the people you'd be doing the job with. So there's a challenge there. But Brian's obviously overcome that challenge year after year after year. So, but there will be a decision to make. Do you continue to roll with that level of safety, having Brian there, or do you go with the new young gun guy? And Jared's been impressive, but impressive in practice isn't impressive in game operation. And how does any of that translate to a game, you know, week 10 in the NFL season, we had to pop in there. So that'll be fun to watch. I think the tackle position is one where everyone should be watching because we all kind of presume that at some point here, Isaiah Wynn's going to be ready, and he looked tremendous a year ago before the injury. They're working him back in very progressively here. Some teamwork, but when he gets sort of 11-on-11 type stuff, he hasn't been much in that. So it's been more individual drill, been more sort of paced type thing. So there's this guy named Dan Skipper that I don't think Patriots fans are going to be terribly familiar with, but we presume we'll see a lot of him. Now, he's been running with the ones all camp, but again, in this first preseason game, you often don't get the first wave guys for a ton of series. So he should get a lot of reps. We'll be keeping an eye on him.
Matt, with all the talk about wide receivers, tight ends, left tackles that you just sort of mentioned, and also, you know, Jared Stidham and that whole situation, I feel like not a lot of people are really talking about the defense and what the position battles will be over there. And even some of these rookies and second-year players who didn't play last year or played very sparingly, like Juwan Bentley, before he got hurt. Where are some of the what are you looking at there in terms of position battles? How do you see that sort of coming out? What are your peepers peeled for there, I guess, is the question.
The secondary is a cool little group. Because I think it's absolutely loaded, one of the deepest groups in the NFL. And I think one of the great examples is a year ago, beyond just the J.C. Jackson thing, him coming out of nowhere, having a tremendous camp, making all those plays in the Giants preseason game at the end there, earning a starting role for a bunch of the season. But set that guy aside, Keon Crossan and Jonathan Jones end up in the AFC Championship game, sort of a two-part role, covering Tyreek Hill. You know, Pro Bowler, I don't know if he was an All-Pro last year, but one of the better respected guys in the league. And this is Keon Crossan out there on him, who was not necessarily active every game. You know, had to make the roster a year ago in this camp. And the biggest moment, they felt, hey, well, this is a different little matchup thing we'll try. And between he and Jonathan, who was an undrafted free agent himself, it pretty much shut that guy out. I think he had the one big scramble catch. So these guys are going to have opportunities. This isn't just sort of who gets to be the backup and you never see him again. We're going to see a lot of these guys throughout the year. It's just, you know, it's an opportunity. It's only a 45-man roster, so backups play, and you'll learn a lot of that stuff tonight.
All right, Matt Chatham on the broadcast tonight alongside Dan Roach. You can hear him here on the Sports Hub. You can check him out at The Athletic. His latest, do not call the Patriots roster old. Call it intelligently put together. And you can follow him on Twitter at Chatham58. Matt, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, Matt Chatham, as all our guests, joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. He poured a little bit more water on Stidham than Howe did yesterday.
Yeah.
He was less interested in seeing Stidham in a practice environment.
Mm-hmm.
7-on-7s, some 11-on-11s, though more limited there.
See it do it on the field.
You know? Wants to see him do it on the field,
right.
Which is what I think a lot of Patriots fans really care about and what you'll have an opportunity to actually see in the flesh tonight. Doesn't want to speculate, doesn't want to read the tea leaves when it comes to Tom Brady and his future. Which is fine. I mean, you don't have to.
Right.
Don't have to read any tea leaves. I'm curious. I'm curious to hear how much that comes up on the broadcast tonight. You know?
The house? I don't think the house is going to come up too much.
No?
They might make like a passing reference to it.
Don't you have to kind of at least mention there's a lot of talk around Tom Brady coming into the game?
Yeah, but he's not going to play, so.
I want to tell. No, I know, but that's part of it, right? Hey, here's a look at what it could look like next year in Boston.
Yeah, good point.
You don't think that's how Roachie's going to set it up? 617-779-0985. McCone, with all the latest in your headlines, and we'll get back to the Patriots next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
$8.39 here on The Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich, no Fred, no Rich, no Wallach. All enjoying vacation together somewhere nice. Although, as I said right off the top of the show, I'd imagine they're about sick of each other now. This is the point in vacation. I think this happens to most normal people. It happens to me. Where you're just sick of everyone you're around and you start to loathe your vacation. You're like, when is this over?
Right.
When can I get out of here? I'd imagine they're now at that point with each other. You know, the belly flop contest, the cannonball contest, the shirtless volleyball games, the food at the all-inclusive, drinking out of the same, pina coladas out of the same cup with mm-hmm. a couple of different straws. I'm sure that's all gotten old at this point in the vacation. So they're almost back. You got Arcan and me for one more day tomorrow. We'll be reacting to the Patriots game day. Preseason opener tonight, which you can hear on the Sports Hub. And we do want to tell you about the Sports Hub celebrating its 10 years, the anniversary of Boston's Home for Sports on Tuesday, August 13th. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., we will look back at some of the biggest moments in Boston sports and the biggest Sports Hub moments from the past decade. I had kind of forgotten about this one until we were talking about Amendola earlier. I don't think Amendola hanging up on me is going to make the cut. It did get me yelled at on Deadspin. I don't think it's going to make the cut for this.
Deadspin was on? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was one of their things. They do this routinely with radio shows where they're like, look at this hack radio show pissing off some athlete.
Look at this radio man.
Yeah.
You know when they say radio man, it's like,
How dare you call Danny Amendola brittle? How dare you? How dare you, radio man? Meanwhile, Bill Belichick's asking him to take pay cut after pay cut after pay cut. Bill Belichick like pays him less and less every year. But shame on me for asking any questions. It's our 10th anniversary celebration, presented commercial-free, thanks to Aaron's, the King of Snow. From championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, it's been quite a ride. Listen Tuesday on air and streaming anywhere on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Arcan, we briefly discussed, in case you missed it yesterday, / the Christian Coalition, / mm-hmm. the Christian Science Monitor,
that's right,
/ Christian Mingle. We discussed Antonio Brown and his feet. It's gotten worse.
Yes. And if you saw those pictures, that seems impossible, but it actually is worse. Antonio Brown is now out indefinitely while they try and figure out what to do with his frostbitten feet from that cryogenic, whatever it is, the cryotherapy machine that he was in.
Yep.
He could be out for months. Justin Gatlin says he could be out for several months. And Gatlin, the same thing happened to him. Was it his feet or was it something else?
Hey, who's Justin Gatlin again? Olympic sprinter?
Yeah. Yeah. And it happened to him back in 2011. Same thing, the feet. And he said that it took months for him to get right.
Yeah. Gatlin got frostbite on his feet and ankles after a mishap in a cryogenic chamber in 2011. Maybe there's been, strides made, no pun intended there, strides made in the cryogenic footwear department since then. Maybe it's not quite as bad, but he was out for months, and he talked to TMZ. He said it was a disaster. I had boils and blisters all over my feet and ankles, which if you look at Antonio Brown, clearly, I mean, it's even worse than that. There's like a whole layer of skin that's getting peeled off in his feet.
They look tough.
By the way, he's like smiling all big in the picture. Like, what are you happy? Yeah. Are you happy about this? Is this funny to you?
I mean, you know. Sometimes it's the blissfulness of being an idiot, I think, is what that is for Antonio Brown.
Maybe that's the, you know, Vicodin kicking in too,
right? He doesn't understand how big of a mistake it is, and it's completely 100% all his fault. He doesn't understand how massive of a mistake and how dumb of a mistake this is.
Gatlin would go on to say he's not going to be able to run the routes properly without healing his feet completely. He said the recovery process was brutal, telling him every day I had to get those blisters popped by hand by a therapist. It got really, really bad.
Imagine that being your job?
Yeah.
Antonio's back. Oh, you got more blisters on there?
Yeah. Ugh. I put my gloves on. Hate my life.
That's the Pimple Popper MD.
Yeah, except you don't even get
He could go to Pimple Popper MD.
But you don't even get the satisfaction of the pimple pop. Like, this is a blister. You know, blister, it's just, it's a blister. At least with a pimple, you get like a buildup and an explosion and sort of all that
stuff. I've never had a blister popped.
No, I don't even know you're supposed to do that. I thought blisters, you just wait for them to like dry out and then you scrape them off.
Go away. I just never do any physical activity. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about any blisters. Yep.
Gatlin says Brown should be able to resume cryotherapy treatments once he's all healed up, because what could go wrong there, by using more localized form of the cryotherapy. The Raiders haven't said anything about what Brown, when he's going to be back. They've been mum on the timeline. They say he's day to day. But according to Gatlin, who this happened to 8 years ago, it could be several months before Brown is back out there on those messed up feet of his running routes.
It's a basic takeaway, but my takeaway from this would be, the AFC is such a mess. Like, the division's a mess, but, like, you look at every single team. Like, every single... There's always something going on. And maybe outside this market, they're looking at the Brady stuff from the last week plus. And unlike, you know, Matt Chatham and Jeff Howe, who we've had on the last couple of days, I think people elsewhere are maybe making a big deal of it, and I think rightfully so. Maybe they're looking at the Patriots and saying, oh, Brady's done. There's some intrigue. So maybe they're saying the same thing from outside New England, but it's like, I don't know how seriously I was taking the Raiders in the first place, but... It's just another AFC team where, like, oh, look, Antonio Brown can't even figure out how to put shoes on or footwear on in the cryo machine. And so now he's going to be out for maybe months, all because he's a moron, all because he's just an idiot and can't figure out what to put on his feet or, you know, forgot to put something on his feet. Lord knows what he was up to if that were the case. But whatever, you know, forgot to put something on his feet, too stupid to remember to put something on his feet. It's like every team in the AFC, you can go through and look at every single team in the conference just about and say there's this problem, there's that problem, there's this problem, there's that problem. And it seems like they're all full of a bunch of lunkheads like this guy.
Yeah.
Who's awesome. Antonio Brown is awesome, but professional A-plus lunkhead is what he is.
He's a lunatic too. I mean, he's not just a lunkhead. Like, he's dumb, yeah, but he's also like crazy. Like, he was didn't he get caught like driving like 180 miles an hour in like a 45 in like a school zone in Pennsylvania or something?
We've talked about this on the show.
He threw his furniture out the window, almost hit a little kid. Like, he's a lunatic. I think Vontaze Burfict like scrambled his brain or something.
I have no idea. I have no idea what's off, but something's off. And even if nothing's off, you know, just how dumb are you? Like, now the beginning of your season is in jeopardy, and this big move that the team made, now is in jeopardy and looks suspect, all because you forgot to put something on your feet. Like, you know how easy that is?
Yeah.
You know how easy that is?
Put some slippers on, man.
Right. It's like, I pretty much wear sandals every single day in the summer. I'm not trying to wear socks or anything on my feet.
Right.
But pretty much every day I walk outside my house and I'm like, oh, almost every day I don't forget to put something on my feet. You know, every day I'm like, oh, yeah, let me put my sandals on. Let me slip those on real quick. I don't get how hard is that?
You ever leave the house and go, oh, forgot my shoes?
Rarely.
Forgot to put anything on my bare feet.
Rarely happens.
Never happened to me.
Sometimes
I was like a small child.
Sometimes you walk out. It's like Costanza in the Magic Eye episode. Costanza walks out, forgets to pop his shirt on. I'd imagine it's a similar thing. Yeah, he walks out of the bathroom, forgets to put his shirt back on. Because George, obviously, you know, when he's using the restroom, he's going number two. He takes his shirt off.
Yep.
He doesn't want to be restricted.
Mm-hmm.
It's more comfortable that way. 617-779-0985. I want to get to Dave Dombrowski. What exactly is Dave Dombrowski's future, and what is John Henry up to? Feels like a bit of a weaselly move by John Henry. We'll have more on that next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers Get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're coming up on 9 o'clock. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Adam Jones and Christian Arcand in yet again for Fred and Rich. We'll get back to your phone calls, 617-779-0985. Not everyone, of course, Arcand, can be fans of the work that we're doing. So I think we'll do another Twitch pitch session.
Oh, there's some good Twitch pitches in here.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. We got some good ones.
Okay, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have anybody wearing a baseball jersey today. That got a lot of material.
McCone's pretty tastefully dressed over there.
Oh yeah,
he's got
own brand.
Yeah, well that's true. Yeah, he couldn't wear a Sports Hub shirt over there.
Yeah, they got to give me one first of all. Yeah,
well, I don't own a Sports Hub shirt.
Oh really?
Own one? Yeah,
zero swag.
I don't have anything. Neither does Jamelli.
I don't know what.
I'll tell you what I do have. Though.
You don't? How is that possible? He says I don't.
He just
know.
Doesn't. Huh. I got some of these bad boys though.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, I got the Sports Hub slides. I got these for playing in that basketball game with the clients.
Yeah, I think they give those to wear in the cryogenic chamber. I think is why they hand them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take a lesson, Antonio Brown. Yeah. All you need was one of these.
All you need is a well. Explain Very to the nice, explain to the people not on the Twitch audience what you're
my Sports to. Hub slides, my sandals.
Your slides.
Yeah, slides. They're not sandals with like the little toe thong part in them. They're slides with that you just slide your feet in. You know. I wear these everywhere.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. To the
socks
beach.
Or no socks? I no, can't see your feet down there.
Socks, please.
I can never.
Socks with sandals.
Can never rule it out over
what kind
there
of
with
barbarian
you.
Barbarian would do that.
You're already wearing slides. That's already those go very nicely with socks.
No, they don't.
Yeah, sure.
They look
do.
Ridiculous.
That's why people have them.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. That's why there's no little toe thing in there.
Slides.
So you can slide
socks.
Your sock right through.
You just put your feet in.
I figure you'd have socks over there. Yeah. I wouldn't be caught with socks on, with sandals, nor with slides, quite frankly. I got the little toe split there.
World's seeing my toes.
The world doesn't need to see my toes nor want to see my toes, but they're going to see them.
Take
they're going
to
see
Take a look at these.
So anyways, that's
quick
we'll do,
Twitch poll. Who wants to see my toes?
We'll do. Yes. Do not open up that Pandora's box. Do not open that up. But, you know, we get the similar stuff on Twitter, at AdamJones98.5, at Christian Arcand over there. You know, Arcand, could you put a plastic bag over Jones? His personality is so grating that the bats in my belfry can't sleep.
Mm.
And the dog is whining, and I can't take my eyes off the liquor cabinet. So, you know, I'd imagine right. We're going to get some of that style of stuff.
He has his peepers peeled on the liquor cabinet.
Exactly.
Early in the morning.
For Twitch.tv. Yeah. We'll do another Twitch pitch session. Because, you know, people hate when Fred and Rich are out.
True.
What are you going to do? I just like to think that that's what the audience is doing to whoever fills in on the night show.
Yeah.
Something tells me they're not.
Probably not.
Something tells me they're not, but I like to think that's
Show's
how it's
not on Twitch, first of all.
That's how important. It's going. Yeah, but, you know, on Twitter or on the phones yeah. or whatever, yeah. just, yeah, where's Jones? Bring back Jones. He's so great. You guys stink. Like, I kind of hope that's what goes on at night. Something tells me that's not what happens when we're
Let's go to Adam in Charlestown. Hey, bring back Jones. We really like him. He's really so much better and more handsome.
He's awesome. Hey, Brad Stevens is calling in. Hey, Jay Willikers. Where's that Jones character at? Why'd you get rid of that Jones guy? I missed him so much.
He's got some gumption. I like the cut of his jib.
We could hear from John Henry, of course, as well.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Linda, where's Jones?
Where's that Jones boy?
Speaking of John Henry, seamless transition. The more I'm thinking about getting rid of Dombrowski, which I just think is going to happen. I think that's stupid, but I think it's going to happen. Shaughnessy isn't getting that from nowhere. So that feels like it's happening. Mm-hmm. But I did read Tomasi yesterday. Tomasi went through and kind of ranked everybody who's going to be back, who won't, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning they're back. I think actually it was 0 to 10. 0 meaning they definitively won't be, like Cashner was a 0. He had Dombrowski at a 4. And I just said, I wonder what Tomasi knows, because that seems a little high based on the reporting of Dan Shaughnessy, but whatever. I think he's probably out, right? I think he is out. Forget probably out. I think he's out. And I disagree with it, but I think it's going to happen. And the more I was thinking about it, what exactly is John Henry up to? And I think, Arcand, he's trying to consolidate power. A power play, if you will, which sounds weird for an owner, right? Like, an owner already holds all the power.
Right.
It's their team. They can do whatever the hell they want. But I think he's going to have even more input. And I think he has quite a bit of input to, you know, baseball operations. And then they disseminate all said information. But I think Henry, if he wants to, can have a lot of input in there. But what's standing in the way from having full control? Full autonomy, you know, to use a word that's been thrown around with Brady. Getting the old baseball guard out of there. The old baseball guard, who, according to Shaughnessy, have isolated themselves. Dombrowski, Wren, La Russa, right?
Those guys. That is a lame table at the cafeteria right there.
Not a table I'm looking to sit at.
La Russa?
In the Red Sox cafeteria, I'm not looking to sit at that table. That is
true. Lame-ass table right there.
Jackie Bradley is, of course, sitting by himself. Oh, wait, no, I'm saying that backwards. Jackie Bradley would be at, I don't know, a table with whatever other scrubs, I don't know. But yeah, that would not be a fun table to sit at. You're right. Get the old guard out of there.
Mm.
Get the old guard out of there. And now Dombrowski can put in another puppet like he did with Ben Cherington, Eddie Rosario or whomever. That's the name that Shaughnessy floated the other day. You know, some nameless, faceless member of the front office, just like Ben Cherington was, just like Jed Hoyer was alongside Ben Cherington for a few days there when Theo left in the gorilla suit.
Right.
Some nameless, faceless widget from the front office. Promote them. They're your puppet. Just like I kind of feel like things are run now with Alex Cora. You know, Alex Cora can be the face of it. Alex Cora can be out there, you know, while they're pulling the strings behind him. Alex Cora can be the face of it. But all Alex Cora is doing is carrying out the information and the wishes of John Henry and his merry band of dorks over there, right? I'd imagine this is a similar move. This is a move to exert more power and exert more control. And I know, I already said this, it sounds weird to say an owner is making a power play. But I do think this means John Henry is one step closer to making calls on not just big free agent stuff, which I think he already gets brought in on, but like trades and minor free agent signings. And I don't know. I wouldn't want the owner in any sport involved in that sort of stuff. And the more I think about it, the more that's what he's angling for. Why else are you blowing out Dombrowski after 1 year where you don't make the playoffs?
I think it's more than just the 1 year. I think it's sort of looking at the pattern of Dombrowski's tenures at other places and seeing how, you know, you do get results early on. That's the thing about Dave Dombrowski. He'll come in the short term and he'll give you results. He will make your team better. He will improve your standings. And even this year, he'll win you a World Series, have the best season your team's ever had as a franchise. But then there's the cost-benefit section of the Dave Dombrowski experience, and I think that's what we're getting to right now. You have this crazy high payroll, you have no prospects in the minor leagues, and you have no bullpen. That's exactly what's happened everywhere else he's gone, except for the World Series part, which is important, but that's how it goes. That's the tract. You get results right away, your farm system's gone, your bullpen disintegrates for some reason, and then Dombrowski goes somewhere else, and that's how it always goes. I think you'd be dumb to ignore that. But also, you know, how can you do this to a guy right after the best season your franchise has ever had, going back to the 19th freaking century? Like, that's a big move to blow a guy out after that.
And I think he deserves tons and tons of criticism for not addressing the bullpen. I do think that. The lineup's the best lineup in baseball. Do you have a problem with the pitching staff? in terms of the level of talent? The starting pitching staff, I should say, the starting rotation?
In terms of talent?
Yes.
No.
Like, do you blame them? I don't like the Eovaldi contract, so if you want to pick at that one, go ahead. But do you blame Dombrowski for Sale and Price and Purcell blow?
No.
Me neither. If you want to blame him for the Sale extension, I guess that's a separate story. But either way, Sale was here and pitching for you this year.
Sure.
The underachievement in the way they pitched this season, that's not on Dombrowski.
It's not.
So the bullpen to me is absolutely on him, and that's a big one. And if you don't like some of the deals he's handed out, Eovaldi's a bad one. Sale, we'll see. I'm not totally chalking that up to being a bad deal, by the way, but it doesn't look good right now.
It looks horrible.
Certainly
right now.
Does not look good right now. No way to spin that. I still feel like more of it is about the overall approach of this organization, which maybe starts at the top. And at bare minimum, I draw that more to the manager than I draw it to Dombrowski. But I wonder if Henry, in a weaselly way, because he has a lot of blood on his hands now, too. You know, if you're going to blame Dombrowski for that Sale contract, you better blame Henry, too. And part of not upgrading the bullpen, I think, and this is just a complete guess, I think, is Henry not wanting to go in the luxury tax. If John Henry would have loosened up the purse strings there, which sounds crazy with the highest payroll in baseball, but now you're at where you're at. You got the highest payroll. Do you want to make the playoffs or not, John? Or are you more worried about your bottom line and buying Linda purses? What are you worried about? If you want to make the playoffs, let him go add. And Dombrowski wasn't allowed to add, I don't think. Not significantly, he wasn't.
No.
So Henry's got blood on his hands, too. And to blow out Dombrowski when he's got lots of blood on his hands and just promote the next nameless, faceless cog, I think that's weaselly. And I do think that's what's going on. Power play. Power grab by John Henry. And him having more influence in all decisions, I don't think is a good thing. 617-779-0985, if that's indeed what's going on. McCone has all the latest in-hub headlines. Let's get back to the Patriots and how set they are, or not set, at the quarterback position after the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.